Finding Family is a podcast that uses personal storytelling to explore and dissect the definition of family. Centering on the voices of BIPOC individuals, my hope is that we can contribute to the societal definitions of family, use storytelling to deepen our authentic personal understanding, to uplift and heal through sharing, and to make a global impact on our communities through these conversations. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to join me on Instagram at Finding Family Podcast or on my website at findingfamily.buzzsprout.com. Promises. I spent a lot of time thinking about this week's podcast episode. What is a promise? How did it play a part in my family life? And did I have experiences where promises were made and broken? How did I think of this topic after hearing the stories in season 1 and season 2 of Finding Family? The truth is, I don't know. What I do know is that promises in families, blood or chosen, are a core concept in creating a family. After all, promises are a reflection of love, trust, connection, truth, and so much more. It can be a testament of how we view ourselves and others. Not to make this episode too trite or Instagram ready, but I went to the internet to find the definition of promise. Many brought back the same definitions: an oath, vow, affirmation, a certainty between people that something will or will not happen, and it can also be used as a verb to say that something will or will not occur. Aristotle, the famous philosopher who had his own family, was quoted as saying, "A promise made must be a promise kept." And I wonder what his family would think about this. But back to promises and family. What do these mean? These days, the way I use promise is in many of my interactions with Eli, my soon-to-be 5-year-old. I'm working with him on a lot of things around promises. Promises about behavior at school, treating others well, making sure that he is true to his word. As I think about this, we use the concept of promise a lot. And let me be clear, the aim isn't for him to promise to be a good kid carte blanche. Instead, I encourage Eli to promise to try new or different ways of doing things, particularly if he gets into shenanigans at school. I hope this helps him know that I'm here to work with him, rather than setting high expectations of him at an early age. Although I'm sure I'm doing this also. But promising that he will try a new way of listening, talking with others, relying on teachers, etc., feels a lot better than the ubiquitous, "promise me that you'll be better next time," quote unquote. What does better mean in that context? And how can I expect a 5-year-old to know what that means for him, much less me? Promises between Ryan, my husband, and I are more unstated. If we say we'll do something, we do it, or we try to communicate when it will happen or not. But parenthood these days can often feel like a never-ending to-do list, and we need each other to get through it. Little things like taking out the garbage or washing the dishes, things like signing up Eli for summer camps on time, or bigger things like, when are we going to go on vacation, or when will we see our families next? Come to think of it, we make promises all the time, stated or unstated. A lot of these understandings are at the core of our relationship, of our marriage. But I also think we probably could be doing a better job of naming our promises for the sake of transparency. I'd rather not put this conversation on our never-ending to-do list, but honestly, these days, it's easier to chuck it up to, "we'll get to it later," instead of going for the deeper conversation of what do promises mean to us and what promises we are making to each other. Now that I really think about it, our marriage was the biggest promise we made to each other. Duh. I remembered that in our marriage counseling with Reverend Karen Wood, an amazing pastor who married us. She walked us through the process of creating vows. In essence, they were promises we made to each other in our marriage. I remember she said that vows can't just be, "I love you so much, and this is what you mean to me, and this is everything we've been through." That we have to think about what we are promising to each other. So, I went back to look at what I promised to Ryan in July 2011 during our commitment ceremony. This was before gay marriage was passed in Washington, much less the world. So, here's what I promised him. So to you, Ryan, I vow to love you, to laugh with you, to comfort you in the hard times, and to keep our conversations sacred and ongoing. And in front of our family, our community, I promise to trust, respect, and cherish you all our lives. If you weren't there, I promise you I said this with many tears in my eyes. In fact, I can't remember even saying this. Yes, I was a blubbering mess, but I really meant it. And honestly, I do think that I'm doing an okay job with my promise to him. I really cannot imagine my life without him, and while we've been through some tough times, I can say that he's the person I trust and respect the most. Do I cherish him daily? No, but I should. He's really an amazing person and an important part of our family. I definitely don't give him enough props for that, but now that I've taken this moment to remember what I promised, I'm going to. Finally, the words "promise to try" reminded me of a song that Madonna wrote about losing her mother from my favorite album of hers, Like a Prayer. As an aside, we just saw her celebration tour and it was divine. The song always resonated with me even before I lost my parents. She writes it like a letter to herself. The last few lyrics are, "Don't let memory play games with your mind. She's a faded smile frozen in time. I'm still hanging on, but I'm doing it wrong. Can't kiss her goodbye, but I promise to try." In the movie Truth or Dare, she visits her mother's grave with this song playing and says she will be buried beside her mother sideways. Now that I've lost my parents, I wonder what promises I still have for them also, stated or unstated. What promises do I want to make for them or the other family and friends I've lost? How do you promise something to someone no longer here? Thanks for taking this random stroll through the woods of promises for me. Initially, I didn't think I had much to offer here, but it turns out taking a moment with my thoughts really helped. What promises have you made to family members here and gone? What did a promise mean to you and your family? How are you working with the concept of promises in your family now? And what do promises mean to you? When's the last time you promised something to someone you love? This episode was recorded, edited, and produced on Coast Salish land in Seattle, Washington. I want to take a moment to acknowledge the past, present, and future of these important Indigenous communities. Learn from our past, believe the truth, help where you can. You can learn more about finding family on my website at findingfamily.buzzsprout.com or on Instagram at findingfamilypodcast. I'm always looking for folks to interview, so if you're listening and you're interested, please email me at findingfamilypodcasts, that's with an S, at gmail.com or DM me on Instagram. Music was composed, performed, and produced by Yung Garahi Guapo. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for listening in.